Hello, welcome.
What are you doing today?
What are you doing today?
Let's go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach, come on.
Today? Why?
Why today?
It's National Beach Day.
We've got work to do.
On the other hand.
The beach sounds like fun too.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun.
Okay, but I'm gonna need some sunscreen.
Use sunscreen.
Oh, don't forget your umbrella.
The beach umbrella.
And take your embarrassing beach towel with you.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM. And 99.1 FM Talk.
You know, it's so hard to be up and peppy and bright and shiny when all of this garbage is going on around us. Oh my gosh. The emails that I've been filtering through for the last 3 days, I just get further and further behind because every time I get one, I need to go and research it even more. I don't care about the smoke. I don't care about the conditions that we're breathing in now. We've got people around Tahoe that are losing everything. Not just the ability to, you know, have a clean breath of fresh air, which Tahoe is so famous for, but they're losing everything. This is unbelievable. We have people that are trying to flee for their lives in Afghanistan. People are trying to help them. Retired soldiers, radio personalities. Glenn Beck raised $20 million. And our State Department is telling them to back off. I'm tired of talking about the COVID nonsense. If you haven't woken up by now, you're not going to. So let McDonald's fall. From that last report. This is coming from Commissioner John Engels, so everybody knows. Based on the information we're getting on the fire, the situation continues to deteriorate and will be worse tomorrow because of greater anticipated wind. Hence, the board meeting scheduled for this Thursday, this is the Douglas County Board of Commissioners, has been canceled. Barton Hospital at South Shore is being evacuated. The community center in Gardnerville is filling up with evacuees. The hospital on 395 is full with respiratory patients. We have some ranchers evacuating cattle from Hope Valley. Hence today's poll question. I feel like we're lacking in resources at an incredible amount. And I'm trying to figure out why. Should the military be brought in to help fight the Western forest fires? Does something drastic need to be done? Which I received a very interesting email that I don't know. I honestly don't know. So a gentleman sent me this. Monica, why haven't we talked about setting off an explosion in the wildfire to put it out? Now, I am not familiar with this. So I guess what you do is set off an explosion and it sucks the air out, sucks the oxygen out, brings up the dirt, and puts things out. If anybody knows anything about this, could you please let me know. I don't know anything about that. So I'm very curious. Because something drastic has to be done. We're talking homes and businesses, family cabins, family property. I just want to put my head down and pray for everybody who has already been affected by the Caldora fire. Pray for everybody who is now being affected by it, whether it be your respiratory issues or just the complete loss of what you've known. I am appalled at our government, whether it be county, state, federal, for the management of our forests. It's incredible. I mean, I want to cry because even as Lake Tahoe is being affected by the Caldor fire, you know, my mom's still being affected by the Dixie fire. It's 10 miles away from her. And now we're expecting, once again, high winds. Yep. High winds. People can't even get into their properties right now to clean them out. To, you know, if they've had a vacation rental or not a vacation, yeah, if they were renting their property as a vacation rental. I mean, some of these areas around Silver Lake and Kirkwood, you can't even get back into to get your stuff out. There's nothing more precious than life. All the other stuff, it's memories. Life comes first. But I hope this is a wake-up call for everybody. Not just people living in South Shore, but people living all the way around the lake. For people living over in Plumas, El Dorado, Douglas counties, for people living here, fire is all-consuming. It doesn't discriminate. It comes after rich and poor, black and white, men and women. It doesn't matter. Have an emergency plan in place. If you can help out with any of these evacuations, do what you can. I haven't heard a call yet from, John Ingalls was... Let's see, they're being evacuated to the community center in Gardnerville. That's filling up with evacuees. Let them know that we're thinking about them. Maybe call up the community center, see what they need. See how you can help. But this is... You know, now we're talking about hospital patients being evacuated. Just incredible. Just incredible. Get with the the command center. You know, if ranchers are evacuating cattle from Hope Valley, maybe some of our ranches around the area can help take them. This is scary stuff. Absolutely scary stuff. FMTalk.com and 991FMTalk.com. Answer that poll question today. What do you think? Should the military be brought in to help fight the Western forest fires? Friday's poll question. Has the new CARES campus fulfilled the promise of the city of Reno to clean up the homeless situation in downtown and along the river? 90% of those participating in the poll said no. Hasn't even come close. Well, we're an hour and 15 minutes into it. Today's trifecta meeting. City of Reno, City of Sparks, and the Washoe County Commission. All meeting. They started at 9 o'clock this morning. Pretty much an open meeting. Time for you to tell them what you think about their management. Their management of the homeless situation. The management of how relief funds are spent. Actually, they're looking for suggestions on that. How should we spend these relief funds? How about giving people relief? How about repaying all of the rental agencies out there the money that they're owed? All of those apartment owners, all of those homeowners that the renters haven't been paying their rent, even though they've been getting unemployment, extra unemployment, and relief funds. Unbelievable. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here today.
Welcome to Chicka Boom Boom. Can we take your order?
Four Chicka Boom Boom sandwiches, please.
Okay, next window, please.
As a busy mom, I want to treat my kids to great food. But at the same time, I want to make sure chickens are treated humanely. That's why I come to Chicka Boom Boom.
At Chicka Boom Boom, all of our chickens were diagnosed with clinical depression. So everyone agrees. We're doing them a favor by putting them in a giant enclosure and blowing them up. Problem solved. And you get the juiciest roasted chicken sandwich ever.
Hey kids, who wants Chicka Boom Boom?
Yay! Chicka Boom Boom. You'll have a blast.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What a day. What a way to start the week. But wait a minute. This is ongoing. This isn't really a start. Quick text here at 884-9910. Governor can call up National Guard to work the fire. Wait, the fire's in California. That would require leadership, so we'll have to wait until after the recall election. Boy, so true on that. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Thanks for calling 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Brian. Yes. Brian, what's on your mind?
Governor can call up National Guard.
Hello?
Hi, Brian. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say
that's fine.
Using the army for the firefighting, they're not trained. I mean, it's no different than using civilians. I mean, if you're not trained, it's no sense trying to, you know, do the, what do you call it?
Well, it's called resources.
Monica, I got to go.
It's called resources, Brian, but thanks for calling into 99.1 FM Talk. It's all about you. It's all about your talk. But I do want to let you know, we just got this in from Cal Fire News. Let's see. Effective immediately, El Dorado County evacuation order for Tahoe Keys. Who would have ever thought the Tahoe Keys would have to be evacuated? Tahoe Island, El Tahoe, Sierra Tract, Bijou. Evacuation shelters are at Truckee Veterans Hall in Truckee, which, boy, I'm concerned about Truckee as well. Douglas County Community Center right there on Waterloo Lane. We don't want to be inundating them with things, but if they need anything, all they have to do is make one phone call and we're on it. Whatever they need. It's all about these evacuees and making sure that they have what they need. Because when you leave, you know, this is where I really hope to go bag. I mean, if you're in the in an emergency situation, do you even know what to grab? How many of these people never, ever thought they would be in this type of situation? Not in residential areas like the Keys. So just a couple of, quick texts on the explosives things that a listener emailed me. Using explosives to put out a forest fire is insane. It works very well with oil well fires because once the oxygen is removed and the flames evacuated, they go out. All that will do in a forest fire is spread it further. So, dumb idea. But you know what? People are trying to think of something. They're trying to come up with ideas. Because obviously, the people who are supposed to have the ideas, the management, the governor, his team, they're not coming up with anything. I feel my heart breaks for all those firefighters out there right now trying to work this, trying to get it under control. And unfortunately, we've got winds coming up. At least that's what's in the forecast. So do what you can do. Even if that means just saying a prayer. Pray for some rain. Pray for a lack of rain because of Hurricane Ida, and pray for rain right here. And fewer winds. Let's get this thing taken care of. Let's see, quick text here. I'm agreeing with Brian. It's not the military's job to do that. Do you want a bunch of sailors out there trying to fight a fire? So you're telling me that the military has no resources whatsoever in firefighting. They don't have firefighting battalions that, you know, if a fire breaks out on a base or anything like that, they have no education whatsoever in fighting a fire. Okay. Just curious. I've said it before. Why are we using C-130s to drop retardant? The systems were developed in Chico, California. They use them on other big fires. Why aren't we using them now? I don't know. Where are they? I get people calling in and saying that, you know, they see firefighting apparatus sitting at airports. Shouldn't this be all hands on deck? All resources used? Even if you're not trained in firefighting, isn't there a job somewhere that a firefighter is doing that somebody else could do? You know, they say the planes can't fly because of the smoke. Well, wait a minute. Isn't there always smoke with fires? Then don't we need to come up with a better solution? They're talking about connecting our brains to computers. Elon Musk already has the technology. Where's our technology for the simplest things? Why aren't people working on that? Amazing.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question, should the military be brought in to help fight the Western Forest fires? Well, getting a lot of comments that, you know, that's not what they're there to do. They have no education in that. And I just, okay. Can't help out somewhere? You know, evacuation centers? I mean, come on. Friday's poll question, has the new CARES campus fulfilled the promise of the city of Reno to clean up the homeless situation in downtown and along the river? 90% of those participating in the poll said no. Where's all this money going? It feels like all we do is we keep shoveling out the cash and yet we're not getting anything in return. And by the way, an hour and a half into the meeting right now, hopefully we'll be getting an update from one of our many warriors out there that are attending the meeting of the Reno City Council, the Washoe County Commission, and the Sparks City Council, all meeting today. What a great way for you to speak your mind. All right, we have a special guest. That's right, in studio today. And I'm just thinking about, you know, how this CARES campus, all this money was spent and say, oh, we're going to, you know, we're going to put all the homeless, it's an overflow, we're going to put the campers in a location. And yeah, that's a complete and utter failure because you still have everybody camping along the river and so many other situations. Where's the money for the rent? For the landlords, the moratoriums. Is the governor doing anything but sitting on his butt, having fundraisers at the governor's mansion? Well, gentlemen, I would like to see in the People's House of the great state of Nevada. Joining me right now, running for governor, is Dr. Fred Simon. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, Monica. This is all disenfranchisement of legitimate people.
You think?
100%. This is a criminal Marxist dictator who's extorting power. There is no more democracy, especially when you're looking at school boards. What he's doing is he's taking away all of the power from the school boards. He's taken away all the power from the citizens. And we're ending up as secondary citizens, and all these other people are being put forth. I've been to 3 board meetings, school board meetings. I'm on my way to Elko later this week. It is incredulous of what's going on. So community people get elected to the school board. The superintendent has a duty with new school board members and the school board members that already exist to have people ready, educated, intellectual to discuss issues. What do we find when we go around? They know nothing. They have no data. We went up to Reno. We provided 10 literature papers showing significant difficulty with this mask mandate. Demanded data. Demanded evidence-based medicine. What did we get? Nothing. We got an indignant bullying from Superintendent Kristen McNeil got in our face. It's outrageous. I looked at her and I'm going, you got to be kidding me. You're sitting here representing a school district.
She's probably used to that, Freddie.
Well, it's game on. The resistance is out there now. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm surprised Elko is still having a board meeting. You know, more than half of their board of trustees resigned in Elko.
Well, it's due to intimidation. These people think they're going to run this country by intimidation, and they got another thing coming. We brought up some mothers from Douglas County to Reno, and we're going to go all over this state and support all the mothers in different counties, and we're going to take them all on. And these superintendents making anywhere from $250,000 and up in salary and benefits, they're hired by the board. And their duty to the board is to make sure that they come ready to discuss issues. They aren't ready. They don't have any data. And they're practicing medicine just like Sisolak without a license. And they're going to be liable for this.
You know, it's unbelievable how if anybody disagrees with the narrative that has been put out, how they're either shunned or shouted down or called crazy. I mean, Fred, you're in medicine. Isn't that something that doctors and scientists are supposed to do? They're always supposed to be reaching. They're supposed to be looking. They're supposed to be finding that information that saves people.
It's called evidence-based. And, you know, it's evidence-based in anything. Let's look at it from the standpoint of the NIH. They hired researchers for three papers for masks. They were all negative towards the mask mandate. CDC, no data to support mask mandates. Think about industry. They spend billions of dollars to entice people to buy things. They have no data to support the mask mandate. So where are they getting this from? Sisolak is truly extorting power to take away democracy. And the people of Nevada got to realize they're taking a little bit by little bit by little bit. And by gosh, I'm going to tell you something. We are now out there aggressively. We are calling ourselves a resistance. We're going to go all over this state, and we're starting at the local level. Because this is where the Democrats and Soros and all these socialists and progressives changed America at the local level.
You know, Freddie, listening to you speak, the logic of everything that you bring forward, I still have to wonder why when the local media talks about those who are running for governor of the great state of Nevada, why your name is never mentioned. They talk about the insurrectionist. They call Joey Gilbert the insurrectionist, which is just beyond me. But all they talk about is Joe Lombardo and John Lee from Las Vegas. That, how do we get people to understand that you are the viable candidate to beat Sisolak?
You know, it's a slow movement. I'm a patient guy. I'm pretty well educated. I'm very experienced, automobile industry, restaurant. I've gotten a great education from my father, one of the great Americans, you know, in the greatest generation. They're going to learn slow but surely, and they're going to identify what leadership is. Most leaders don't do great things. They find people to do great things. And they put together great teams, which I've always done. I'm going to attack each one of these issues. And let me tell you, lawsuits aren't going to get it done. Those take 2-3 years. They can appeal. What's going to take it is a resistance of a large number of people following somebody who has the background, education, knowledge on each of these subjects. And this vaccine business, if we don't stop the mask mandate, the next step is vaccine mandate. And who's all getting infected? Look at Provincetown, Cape Cod. 74% of the people who got infected were vaccinated. And how about the Israeli study? You have a 13 times better immune response by natural immunity. These are facts. They're throwing out all the propaganda. You would think we're living in Russia back in the 60s. And the bottom line is, you've got a criminal sitting in the governor's seat. This is extortion of power. And the bottom line is, we're going to fight this. And we're going to do it town by town. I'm bringing mothers together from Douglas County, from Reno to Carson to Elko. We're all going to get together. We're going to understand the issue, and we're not going to be disenfranchised.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about bringing people together who have the knowledge, because I look at the COVID task force that the governor put together that had one doctor on it. The rest were investment, you know, financiers, investment bankers, all this good stuff, and developers. Yet one urologist is on there as the doctor. Is that the type of team to put together for a so-called pandemic?
Let me tell you, I worked in an NIH sepsis study at one point in time. I volunteered and worked in a COVID ICU. I've been out there talking to experts all around the country. Here's part of the problem. We are at a pinnacle point in America. 65% of physicians are owned by hospitals, insurance companies, and there is cancel culture, Monica. Some of them are afraid. I have a text that I got on Friday that at one of my hospitals, if I don't get vaccinated, I'm suspended. It's on my phone. That happened Friday. So where's my democracy? Where's my rights? So what they're doing is slowly eroding our personal rights, freedom, and liberty. And I'm going to tell you, I'm on a crusade. I don't care what happens to me. They can cancel me. They can try and cancel me. I'm at a great point in time in my life where this is about the children. 65% of the people who work in my restaurant are children. And I have an obligation to protect the legacy of America. It's the next generation coming up. And we have severe problems with tyrannical people at every level of government. And we're going to stop them.
Hey, Freddie, I got to take a quick break here and look at the traffic. Will you hang on with me and stay in the studio so I can ask you a couple more things?
Sure. Let's do it.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
You know, I don't think manic even comes close to describing what today is. Yes, it's Monday, but it's horrific Monday, actually, more like it. It's the Monica J. Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today at KKFT. Make sure you log on to our poll question. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Joining me right now, though, is, I don't know, can I just say Governor Simon?
Yeah.
You're okay with that. You know, what's going on around us, Dr. Fred Simon is my guest, and what's going on around us, Fred, is just, what's going on in El Dorado County? Barton Hospital is now being evacuated and is completely shut down. This all goes back to, once again, management.
Well, absolutely. You know, when we're looking at government has a responsibility and a duty to what they're supposed to do, but they're all walking away with bags of money. And you look at all these politicians over the years, how come they have such comfortable lives when they leave government? And it's everybody. And I don't quite understand where the ethics and morals of human beings have gone, but people who go to government seem to find ways to enrich themselves and put us all in danger. This is 30 to 40 years of money going to the Forestry Service that was intended to clean up the forestry floor. In addition to that, SDG&E had an obligation to trim trees along the lines. They stopped doing it. This is all documented. This is incompetence. They're indemnified from any type of risk except for SDG&E. But it all comes from these government officials who don't do their job. And so they need to be taken out and put people in who want to do the job, who don't want to be enriched, who want to do service for the community.
But look at the organizations like TRPA as well. Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. You know, they weren't even letting people cut down dead trees on their property. I mean, that's about as big a mismanagement as you can do.
Well, when you look at end results over periods of time, we're seeing deterioration of the United States based on bad government, bad policies, short-sightedness, and things that are in the minority of interest. And when you get down to basic fundamental things, you're not going to take over what nature does.
Yeah.
But you can help by doing good management. They don't do it. And Monica, here's the big question. Why don't people just go into work and do their job? But they're all manipulated by ideology. And what's happened in America is they have one focus, an ideologic need to control not only what goes on government-wise, but control our lives. And it's happening in every arena, and we better wake up.
Well, speaking of bags of cash, I was just speaking with an assemblyman not too long ago, and he was telling me about the money that Nevada is sitting on from the Recovery Act, and those funds aren't being dispersed.
Well, do you know we're 50th in the nation in regards to nursing? And we're 48th or 49th as far as physician satisfaction in recruiting. And healthcare is below the 40th level. And we have problems, quote unquote, with access. This governor and the governors before him have ignored the needs of the Nevada citizens in every arena.
Yeah, look, Sandoval spent the money that was supposed to update Dieter on other things. You know, didn't think it was needed at the time, but you have to have those emergency situations thought out and everything in place. You don't wait until the emergency happens. Fred, I'm still running up against people who haven't heard about you yet. How can people find out more about your campaign, be a part of your campaign, or even just donate to it?
It's simonforgovnv.com, and they'll see me. We've been to a lot of events. I will be all over this state. I'm heading out in my bus, and I'm going to head across I-80. We'll get down to Vegas. We'll get to all the small towns. They will see me personally. That's what they want to do. They want to see the candidate. I'm coming. There's not surrogates going for me. They're going to see me. I'm happy to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, discuss anything with anybody.
All right. And we've got a big rally coming up in September on the 19th, which I will tell you about later, when we have Dr. Fred Simon back on the air with us.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. You be safe out there. And, you know, this is what we do. We bring you the information that you need to hear to make educated assessments and judgments when it comes to the primary. Because people are waking up that the primary election is the most important election we have. It's not the general, it's the primary. Know your candidates, know who's running against whom, and we will take this country back. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. So glad you're here today, and please be praying for all of those in El Dorado County right now as the Caldor Fire bears down on them.